Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new,
I hear it on the sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, my friends. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. There you go. Hopefully everybody feels a little bit better. It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The big headline was going to be ceasefire, but that is still kind of in play. Bibi Netanyahu said, no, Hamas is trying to change a deal at the last moment. So we'll dig into that a little bit further coming up. But right now, a special guest in the studio, the new sheriff in Alachua County, Sheriff Chad Scott. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for coming in and getting on the hot seat, especially after I came off a great rant just a little while ago. I don't know if you caught it at all. I said, Greg, I'm pro-cop just like you. Just not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we yeah. talked about, you know, traffic enforcement and stuff like that. I'm not trying to say it's not important. My pet peeve was, and I live in Clay County, you'd have deputies all around this little bridge going through town on a Saturday or Sunday morning when I could tell you there's nothing going on. Meanwhile, you got meth heads a mile down the road, you know, wreaking havoc. So anyway, that was my example. But welcome, Sheriff. It's good to have you in here. Alachua County sheriff's deputies, everybody that works for you, the jail. I mean, you've got a lot under your command, and there's been leadership changes. You know, Clovis stepped down, and then you know, we had a great former Emery Ganey who came in, and he's, you know, helped out in Marion County, and that regular election, and you win. So there's been leadership changes at the top, and as an employee myself, not for you, but just in general, uncertainty, that's how we feel. Like when leadership changes, there's always an air of uncertainty. How do you address it when you have so many men and women who have to work under you?
Well, I've been a chief, so I understand people. So people know my leadership style. They saw what I did in Alachua and also at the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. I came in under Clovis Watson as a major and got promoted to colonel. So I already know the people there, and they know me. So there's really shouldn't be any uncertainty about me because my style is already out there of how I treat people and how I communicate with people.
So a lot of the folks are already familiar kind of with the way you do things.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the reason I ask is because obviously morale is important when you're dealing with law enforcement folks. And also... it is so hard to recruit and retain these days. What kind of challenge has that been to you since you came in?
Well, I think people have to know, basically, if they trust you, they have to know that you care about them first. I mean, you can, it's kind of like a dad, you know, you can give your kids a whole bunch of money, but if they don't know you care about them, then you're going to have morale problems. So I think, first of all, for me, I want to get them to understand that, you know, nobody's coming from the outside. The people that's with me that are coming in, they already work there. You know, so we're going to focus on the morale that way. And then the wages come later, you know, but I think if we convince them and let them know and have them understand that we care about you as people. So,
well, and being, you know, folks in law enforcement are always worried, like, does the boss have my back?
Right.
Because you're out there and, you know, there's so many legal issues these days and, you get, you know, one bad apple and all of a sudden, you know, the public's idea of law enforcement changes and they, you know, they're against you one day. Hopefully, you know, everybody's coming back and understands how important law and order and law enforcement is. But they need to know that you've got their back, right?
Right. I mean, I've worked every aspect of law enforcement. I've worked in special operations, school resource, detective. I've done just about all of it. So I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. So I can communicate with these guys, and I know where they're coming from. So I know how to attract that.
So if the speed limit is 45 and you catch me, what's the fastest I can go without getting a ticket?
1 mile over.
That's special, just for
really?
You, Bob. That's just for you, Bob.
Oh, you're, a letter of the law guy. Not the spirit of the law, the letter of the law. Wow, that's tough. I appreciate that. So overall, like your goals, your mission, what's your vision for Alachua County Sheriff's Office moving forward?
Just really focusing on the people, making sure that people understand that we're there to keep the community safe. You know, that my mission is to continue to focus on gun violence, you know, the abuse of opioids, mental health issues, and expanding victim services for domestic violence victims. You know, I want them to understand that we have empathy for all people, you know, and.
You watch any of those TV shows like, 2020 and those ones that go on these murder things and all that? So many of them start with domestic issues and spiral from there. And unfortunately, in so many of those cases, it ends up with, the one being beat on generally at the end, there's a homicide.
Right.
So, yeah, you want to deal with those issues and nip it in the bud, so to speak, and take care of domestic victims, domestic violence victims before it gets to that point. Right. When you were campaigning around Alachua County, what are some of the big concerns that the citizens have in the county? What do you think they are asking for in terms of safety, law enforcement, protection, et cetera?
I think they really just want to make sure that their neighborhoods are safe. From campaigning and doing the grassroots, the main thing that they really focused on from every community that was the same was presence. They want to see law enforcement in their community.
And you know what? I believe that really does make a difference. And that's why, I'm not talking about your agency or your office per se, but so many of them now are going with these really stealth-type vehicles. And there is a time and a place when those can be utilized as a great law enforcement tool.
Right.
But to play that sneaky card where, well, if you want people to slow down, you just park on the side of the road, and I guarantee you people will slow down.
Right.
But not if you're being all sneaky and, you can't see the lights are all underneath. I mean, what's your kind of take on all that?
Yeah, I like that in special vehicles, mm-hmm. But as far as the community, I like the MARC unit.
Yeah, we're out here.
Yeah.
We're out here.
Yeah.
Better watch your step.
I like the MARC unit because that's what deters criminal activity. And the citizens know that.
Yeah.
And that gets to, priorities. Look, you've got a huge budget, but it doesn't matter. It's divided up in so many ways. And so you're limited on your resources and you have to prioritize.
Right.
So, I mean, how do you kind of go about that in layman's terms? I mean, I'm no expert. I'm just wondering, so like, how do you know how many people to put in, say, traffic patrol, and do the hours vary based on how busy it is on the roads versus investigative work? To me, really is one of the most critical aspects. I mean, you want to close cases.
Yeah.
You want to close them and win them, right? You want to get the bad guys.
Right now, I mean, staffing is poor, of course. So, but we're going to focus on wherever the hot areas are. We're going to probably put more deputies in that area, or we're going to focus on that area. It just depends. It just depends on, what's going on.
Okay.
But we try to, evenly spread deputies out in all the areas. But if something is going on more so in this area than other areas, of course, we're going to show more of a presence in that area.
How do you measure success? Look, we're more like insider-ish, especially Greg has some training, and we've got friends in law enforcement. So I think we think about it more than the average citizen. The average citizen, quite frankly, knows you're the sheriff, but probably doesn't know a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So how do you measure success? Is it, how many, you know, serious crimes that you closed on. You got the bad guys. How do you measure it? I know there's accreditation process is one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's simple. To me, how I measure success is really based on the mood of citizens. You know, like in Alachua, all the time you get people that comes up and tell you, say, hey, thank you for what you do.
Well, those are probably fans of mine that express that because I tell them to appreciate law enforcement and members of our military to step up and not be shy.
Really, really. Yeah, I mean, because numbers can be skewed. I mean, mm-hmm. you can play with numbers. But to me, it's more so that word of mouth in different areas that, hey, I thank you guys for what you do and the things that you're doing out there in the community.
Fentanyl problem. Bad, getting worse, or maybe you're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. There's going to be a turn here. It's going to get better. What are your thoughts on that one? Because it's number one killer of people 18 to 45 now.
Well, it appears to be getting better. You know, I'm not hearing about the deaths as much as I used to, or I'm not. It just seems like it's getting a little better.
Well, that's good. That's good news. Sheriff, it was great to have you in here. I hope this isn't just a first-time thing. Hope we get to see you on a regular basis. I know you can't be everywhere all the time. You are one of your great representatives.
Yeah.
We look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right,
and
Sheriff.
If y'all could check the window tint on Bob's car before you leave, we'd really appreciate that.
I didn't bring the tinted window car
today. Oh, man, so close.
No,
so close.
I'm clean today, Greg. Yeah, I made sure.
I made sure
when the sheriff was coming in. Get my ducks in a row. Thank you again, Sheriff. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Sheriff Chad Scott on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up, we've got plenty to talk about, including what is going on in Israel right now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.